Welcome. In this lesson called Sends Enabled and Explained and Example, I'll show you what sends and return tracks are enabled in Live 12 and walk you through a practical drum and bass mixing setup using three return tracks, a short drum reverb, a tempo sync delay for fills, and a parallel compressor for punch. By the end, you'll know how to create the returns, load Ableton stock devices, shape them with EQ, route tracks to them, and automate send amounts for musical movement. First, what we're going to build: a simple send slash return rig for a DNB mix, return A, a short, tight drum reverb using Ableton's reverb, return B, a tempo synced ping pong delay for fills, return C, a parallel compressor for drum bus punch using compressor or glue compressor. We'll also cover routing examples for kick, snare, hats, bass, and pads or leads, and explain which elements should use which sends and why. Now let's walk through the steps. Use Live 12, either session or arrangement view, and keep your drums and bass at reasonable levels before you add sends. Treat sends as color and space, not as gain fixes. Step A, create the return tracks and devices. Open your live set. From the Create menu, choose Insert Return Track 3 times so you have A, B, and C. Rename them to Drum Reverb A, Delay B, and Parallel Comp C so you always know what they do. Step B, build Return A, the short drum reverb. Drop Live's reverb device on Return A. For drum and bass drums, set a short decay, around 0.4 to 0.8 seconds to keep the groove tight. Use 20 to 40 milliseconds of pre-delay to preserve transients. Keep size and color moderate and set diffusion to moderate high for a denser sound. Important: set the reverbs dry slash wet on the return to 100%. Returns should be fully wet so the dry signal stays on the original channel. After the reverb, add an EQ8 and high pass around 200 to 300 HC with a 12 to 24 dB slash octave slope to remove low end buildup. If the reverb sounds boxy, dip a kilohertz or two. Step C, build return B, the tempo delay for breaks. On return B, load ping pong delay, or use simple delay in ping pong mode. Sync the delay to the tempo. For 174-176 BPM, try musical divisions like dotted eighth or 1/8 trip. Test 1/8 or 1/16 dotted and choose what sits with the groove. Set feedback to a moderate amount, around 20 to 40%, and again set mix or dry slash wet on the return to 100%. Put an EQ after the delay and roll off everything below roughly 500 Hz and above about 8 to 10 kHz so the echoes don't clash with the bass or add too much sparkle. Step D, build return C, parallel compression. On return C, insert a compressor or glue compressor and set it for heavy gain reduction. Try a high ratio like 8:1 or use glue with a fast attack. Set attack between about 2 and 10 milliseconds. Release medium fast around 50 to 150 milliseconds. Tune to the beat. Lower the threshold until you see 6 to 12 dB of gain reduction on transient peaks. Optionally, add a utility after the compressor to trim output gain, so the return doesn't overload the mix bus. Again, leave this return fully wet at 100%. Step E, route tracks to the returns. In the mixer, you'll see send knobs labeled A, B, C on every track. Turning up the A knob on a snare channel sends a copy of the snare to return A. A few practical routing suggestions: kick, keep A and B near zero. C can beat a tiny amount or zero. The low end should stay dry. Snare or clap, send A around 10 to 30%, B 0 to 20% for occasional fills, and see around 20 to 40% for punch. Hats and percussion, around 10 to 25%, B 10 to 30% for rhythmic width, and C mostly low or zero. Pads and leads, between 30 and 60% for space, and B around 20% for stereo movement. You can create a second, longer reverb return if you want longer tails for melodic parts. Bass, keep A and B at 0 and C at 0. Bass should remain tight and dry. If you must add ambience to bass, use a heavily HPF'd or filtered copy on a separate return. Play the section and adjust send amounts by ear. Remember, the original track stays dry. Returns are fully wet. Step F, automation and creative uses. Automate send amounts to create movement. For example, automate the snare's B send so it's at 0 in the verse and ramps to 30 to 50% on fills or transition bars. You can also automate parameters on the returns themselves, reverb, decay, or per delay, but send automation is often more musical and easier to manage. Use the returns track fader for whole song control or muting if you need to remove the effect globally. Step G, balancing in the mix. Treat return faders as mix instruments. If a return is too loud, pull the return fader instead of hunting down many individual sends. Always use HQ and HBF on returns to protect the low end. For DNBST Pi pass around 200 to 400 HC on reverb returns keeps the kick and bass clean. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't send full bass to reverb. It will muddy the low end. Either keep bass sends off or make sure the return is strongly high passed. Don't set a reverb on the original drum channel with a wet mix. Use a return with dry slash wet at 100%, so you can blend one wet signal across many tracks. Watch return levels. Returns are fully wet, and strong sends plus a loud return fader will mask elements. Lower the return fader first. Never forget to EQ returns. Reverb and delay build frequency mud if left unchecked. Be careful with parallel compression. It can squash dynamics if overused. Blend it in. Pro tips and practical reminders. Short pre-delay on drum reverb keeps transients punchy. 20 to 40 milliseconds works well for fast DNB. You can have two reverb returns. One short for presence and one longer for tails. And automate the long one only where you want ambience. Use ping pong delay for wider fills and automate the send so delays appear only in transitions. For parallel compression, sidechain the compressor on the return to the kick so the kick pokes through when the comp pumps. Group your drum tracks to a drum bus and send that bus to the parallel comp return for cohesive punch. Add subtle saturator or chorus on returns for character, but always control the low end with EQ8. If you need the send level to stay constant regardless of fader moves, consider routing a duplicate pre-gain track or using send automation. Ableton sends are post-fader by default. Reuse returns instead of loading many instances of the same effect. It's more cohesive and saves CPU. If CPU becomes an issue, bounce or freeze return content or resample the wet result. Color code and name returns clearly. A sensible default is starting. Reverb returns around -6 to -12 dB on the fader and delay around -9 to -15. Small workflow tips. Hold shift for finer send knob adjustments, or send the group drum bus to the parallel comp instead of each drum individually. A gate after a reverb return can tighten tails on loud hits. Mini practice exercise. Let's try a quick 8-bar loop. 1. Create a simple drum loop with kick, snare, and hats. 2. Insert 3 return tracks and load reverb on A, ping pong delay on B, and compressor on C using the settings we covered. 3. Send the snare to at roughly 20%, and to C at around 30%. Send hats to B at about 15%. 4. On bar 7, automate the snares send to B from 0 to around 40%. Create a delayed fill into bar 8. 5. Listen and adjust the reverb decay and the reverb returns high pass so the kick stays clear. 6. Export the 8-bar loop and compare it with the dry version to hear how sends add space and punch. Quick signal flow reminders. A send copies a post-track signal to a return where the effect is fully wet. The original track keeps its dry sound. Ableton sends are post-fader by default, so send levels follow major fader changes. Use returns as color and spatial tools, not as gain fixes. Troubleshooting pointers. If you hear low-end buildup, solo returns to find the culprit, likely a reverb or delay without a proper HBF. If a send changes when you move the channel fader, that is normal post-fader behavior. If the wet sound is thin, try adjusting diffusion or add subtle saturation. If multiple stereo effects cause comb filtering, mono the lows on the delay or narrow the sides. Final recap. You've learned what sends and return tracks are, how to create them in Ableton Live 12, and how to build a practical DNB send rig, a short drum reverb, a tempo sync delay, and a parallel compressor on return tracks. Key rules. Keep returns fully wet. High pass and EQ returns to protect the low end. Keep bass mostly dry. And automate send amounts for musical movement. Practice the mini exercise to build familiarity and make a small bank of useful returns so you can mix faster next time. That's it. Set up your returns, experiment with send amounts and automation, and listen for clarity and groove.